HRO Dialogue Q4 FY24 Mumbai. In conversation with Jasbir Bindra, Managing Director and Founder of Tech Whisperer, and Rajesh Mani, Senior Vice President and Head of Asia Pacific Tech Hubs, MasterCard. Conclusions Paper, March 2024. Session 1. AI, Gen AI, and the Future of Work. How will AI and Gen AI impact business and society, and how must we prepare for it? How will they fundamentally change work and job, and how do we need to reskill ourselves to confront and manage this profound change? How we can use Gen AI tools to be more productive and efficient? Jasbir Bindra argued that AI is more than just a technology or a trend. Rather, it is a profound shift in how humans and machines interact. He discussed the transformative power of AI and Gen AI and examined the ethics and regulatory issues they entail. Decoding the differences between AI and Gen AI. Coined in 1956, the term AI refers to an earlier form of technology that predates our current awareness. It was only after the emergence of ChatGPT and Gen AI that AI stepped out from the shadows, despite being in wide usage for decades. AI mainly uses a deterministic approach, enabling predictions and forecasts. In contrast, Gen AI leans towards the probabilistic and creative processes. Unlike AI, which focuses on pattern recognition, Gen AI is primarily used to generate new content. For instance, ChatGPT-powered Sora can transform text instructions to video. How will Gen AI revolutionize work? Gen AI will have a huge bearing on the world of work and jobs. A recent Microsoft study asked respondents to imagine what jobs might look like in 2030. It revealed that people value changes that help them save time, produce high-quality work, and acquire new skills faster. Key desired areas of transformation identified in the survey include saving time. Ideally, AI should help deliver top-notch work in half the usual time, enable one to master new skills twice as fast, and cutting meeting times in half. Ending the information overload. Many desire an end to the mental overload caused by excessive information, including emails and having to recall data or content from previous meetings, emails, chats. Banishing busy work. Solving search. Automating searches for information. Unleashing creativity, such as by never having to draft initial documents again, or by being able to outsource the execution of ideas to others. The majority of work revolves around communication, and it is expected that AI and Gen AI will dramatically reduce the time spent on this. Resultantly, it is likely that Gen AI will impact both the nature of tasks rather than the essence of work itself. According to Goldman Sachs, 7-10% of jobs may be rendered obsolete, while approximately 30% of roles will remain unaffected by ChatGPT or Gen AI. For most workers, however, technology will have a profound bearing on the tasks they perform. New job categories are also likely to emerge, but the specific nature of such roles is uncertain. The level of impact will vary across industries and functions, with the services sector facing a higher likelihood of disruption compared to manufacturing. Contrary to initial expectations, AI or Gen AI is targeting larger and more advanced roles. Exemplified by tools like Microsoft Copilot, being able to generate presentations, emails, and documents. Interestingly, the very creators of these technologies believe that their profession will be mostly deeply affected, underscoring the potential for Gen AI to disrupt the tech industry. Marketing is in the crosshairs of AI. Some of the key areas of work that AI will affect, including programming, marketing, and CRM. huge transformational opportunities exist in terms of creating targeted, personalized ads and experiences driven by user data, instant customer support via chatbots, predictive analytics for understanding customer behavior, optimized content creation, dynamic pricing aligned with consumer demand, and automated marketing. During the formative stages of AI or Gen AI, it's crucial for CEOs and senior management to grasp the urgency and significance of this technology in shaping their companies. External interventions can aid organizations in comprehending the potential of AI and its impact on their operation. However, organizations must cultivate a supportive culture for AI integration, emphasizing its role as an augmenter rather than a substitute for humans, while recognizing the importance of human instinct operating alongside data-driven insights. Societal implications of AI. AI's impact extends far beyond the realm of work and will influence broader societal dynamics. The ethical considerations surrounding AI or Gen AI are as crucial as the technological advancements themselves. Regulation is imperative in the tech sphere to address issues such as plagiarism, copyright infringement, bias, deepfakes, and environmental concerns. Session 2. Building a culture that fuels growth and innovation. Organizational culture, while seemingly straightforward, is inherently complex and unique across corporations. CHROs play a pivotal role in cultivating this culture, essential for fostering innovation and a growth mindset, rapidly shifting business priorities. At a CHRO session in Mumbai, Rajesh Mani, Senior Vice President and Head of Asia Pacific Tech Hub, Mastercard, explored strategies for CHROs to adapt organizational culture to evolving realities, identifying key elements of a culture that supports growth and innovation, and examining best practices for unlocking an organization's full potential. Mastercard's evolution in India. Organizational cultures are undergoing significant evolution, necessitating proactive measures from HR practitioners to facilitate this transition effectively. Mastercard's journey in India exemplified substantial growth over 3 decades, particularly in technological advancements. The establishment of tech centers, exemplified by the Pune center's exponential growth from 200 to 6,000 employees within a decade, underscores the company's commitment to innovation and expansion. Notably, it's India's office contribution to global patents signifies not only quantitative growth, but also qualitative innovation. Strategies promoting innovation. The company's approach to fostering innovation includes financial incentives for patent submissions, coupled with top-level sponsorship, ensuring recognition for innovative contributions. Similarly, Zydus and Tata implement structured recognition programs, emphasizing the importance of acknowledging and incentivizing employee innovation at all organizational levels. Cultivating a culture of growth and innovation. To drive growth and innovation effectively, organizations must prioritize 3 fundamental aspects of their culture: embracing diversity, fostering inclusion, and encouraging risk-taking. Initiatives such as diversity hiring and inclusive decision-making processes are instrumental in creating an environment where employees feel empowered to bring their true selves to work and contribute to innovation. Supporting employee well-being and skill development. Holistic well-being initiatives such as flex time policies and work from elsewhere programs demonstrate a commitment to maintaining a healthy work-life balance. Additionally, investments in upskilling, facilitated by tools like Mastercard's Unlocked platform, ensure that employees remain equipped with relevant skills amidst rapid technological advancement. adapting to the aspirations of Gen Z workforce. With the influx of Generation Z employees, organizations must align their vision with evolving aspirations. MasterCard's redefined vision statement reflects a broader commitment to societal impact, resonating with younger employees seeking purpose-driven career. Embedding the ESG goals in organizational culture. MasterCard's integration of ESG goals into compensation structures underscores the importance of aligning financial incentives with sustainable business practices. This approach reinforces organizational values and encourages employee accountability and engagement.